How we long that you may be encouraged and find out more and more how strong are the bonds of Christian love. How we long for you to grow more certain in your knowledge and more sure in your grasp of God Himself. May your spiritual experience become richer as you see more and more fully God's great secret, Christ Himself. For it is in Him and in Him alone that men find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Here now is David Johnston, teaching on your selected topic to help you in your walk with Christ.
Our subject is understanding. Let me give you the preamble from last Sunday. I was shocked to discover that the state of New York has passed and is passing further laws to allow people to change the gender on their birth certificates. Well, if you decide that you are now a female, you can go back and they will change your birth certificate. If you're a male, but you were born a male, but you'd like to be a female, you can go back and change your birth certificate. Now, I think this is very stupid. I don't like to use that word, but I can't describe something as, what's the word? Idiotic, as such as that. Now, my wife liked it. I told you that, in a sense, because she thinks she's going to get the right to change her age on the birth certificate, too, which would make just about as much sense. And she can get the old age security sooner, because she's a long way away from it right now. Excuse me, Lord, I will tell the truth, the whole truth, and she's not closer than me, but she's close. We live in a day when the two fundamental pillars of democracy have been eroded so gigantuously that democracy will fall. The two pillars. Two things it takes for a people to lead a country, to vote for leadership. Two things, virtue and intelligence. If you get an intelligent mass doing the voting, the results will be devastating. You follow that? That's a simple assertion, but I'm sure you can comprehend it. When the population meets what we call critical mass, where there are more unintelligent operating people than there are intelligent operating people, and they become the voting majority, the country will self-destruct. And by the same token, when the voting mass becomes non-virtuous, that is, they do not represent truthfulness, honesty, integrity, and virtue, then it will reflect in the voting. And if it does ever meet critical mass, and let me tell you, we are soon approaching critical mass. We are only a few digits away from immorally motivated, non-biblical, non-righteous-based voters being in the majority. And when they become the majority, America will be in very deep trouble. Because our Constitution provides that the order of business is we the people. But if we the people cease to be a moral people, we shall elect various degradations of absurdity and of abomination. And we will fit into this category of Scripture that says this: woe unto them that put good for evil and evil for good, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. It will be the ruin of this nation. Now, God never intended any people to live like animals. We are not in the animal kingdom. Did you know that? Humans are not animals, and animals are not humans. There are some people who don't understand that distinction yet. You see how important understanding is? When you think people are animals, you lack in a major way, understanding. You see, beavers build dams, cats meow, dogs bark, cows moo. They can't help it. They don't build automobiles. They don't invent medical procedures, because they are in a different category than humankind. Now, catch this. Humankind has been put in a special category of honor. And let me tell you what that is. God said, let us make man in our likeness. Let us make man in our own image. There is not a beast of the field, nor a fowl of the air, nor a fish of the sea, nor insect that bears any resemblance to the category in which God lives. But not you, beloved. He made you in his likeness and created you in his image. He put you in the same category as himself. Now listen to the scripture. And this is background to get to where we're going. Man that is in honor. See, it's an honorable position you are in. But listen to this now. Man that is in honor, but hath not understanding, is as the beasts. What makes this human position of honor different from beasts is that you were made to have understanding, to comprehend the cause and effect relationships in any given set of dynamics producing a result. And if and when any person begins to live ruled by their flesh, by their glands, by how they feel, and not by the intelligent understanding base that God made for man, then he is like the beast of the field. And there's no difference. In America, we face a high-speed departure from virtue and intelligence. We are plunging precipitously towards a frightening tomorrow. And the reason is because we have given ourselves over to our glands, to our animal, to animal instincts. And we have rejected understanding. Now, there are two fundamental aspects that I want each of you to grasp. One is I want you to see the value of understanding. Because understanding is critically important. And that's why we've spent already two Sundays on that, and we will spend part of this morning to help you see more of the value of understanding. And then next Sunday morning, the teaching is critical because here's the subject. Job asked the question, where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Seeing it dwelleth not in the land of the living. Seeing that no man understands the price thereof. Where do you get it? So next Sunday, we begin this plain teaching from Scripture on how to get understanding. We have already learned that a human being is to begin to accumulate understanding from the moment he quits being a baby. When thou art drawn from the breasts, we begin to learn and accumulate understanding. It is God's intention that by the age of 12, that people, men, young women, bar mitzvah in the Jewish tradition, an official declaration that they have departed childhood and entered manhood or womanhood. How do you know when somebody has left childhood and entered manhood or womanhood? And the answer is given to us in the famous chapter of the Bible, number 13 of Corinthians, the love chapter. When I was a child, I thought as a child. Listen to this now. I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. The difference between a child and an adult is that they have quit thinking one way and started thinking another, and they have accumulated sufficient understanding to be declared adult. And the tragedy, beloved, of our day is we have 40-year-old children, 35-year-old children. Now, before I go into more of the value of understanding, let me back up and give you the criteria of how you know you have understanding. How do you know when you got it? So if you go to that Job passage in 28, beginning at verse 12 through the end of the chapter. Critical. We'll cover that next Sunday morning. And the search for wisdom and understanding is cannot be bought for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. Not the gold of Ophaz, not the precious onyx, nor the sapphire. For it is above the price of jewels. Where shall it be found? Where then shall it be found? God knoweth the place thereof. And then he makes this declaration. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now watch this. And to depart from evil is understanding. When a person has enough sense to depart from evil, they have understanding. That's why we have already learned such scriptures as, he that commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. A reproach shall he get, and it shall not be wiped away. He that doeth it destroys his own soul. Because you see, understand, the evidence of understanding, the evidence that you under and comprehend the dynamics that occur in cause and effect relationships keeps you from evil. To depart from evil is understanding. This includes not just sin and abominations, but all other kinds of evil. Is there a man or is there a woman? Is there a young man or young boy or girl here who would not like to live the balance of their years on this planet evil-free? Then I implore you today to give yourself to the study of getting understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. It will keep you devastation-free. Not just the rest of this life, but forever. Okay, so we're picking up, and unfortunately for those who may not have missed the first two sessions, you can get the teaching notes and the CD. We're on number 37, so you know you've missed 36 of the benefits of understanding. In fact, I think we're on 39, but we're on 41? Really? Okay, well, you're going to get a review on 37 for some reason. Somebody needs to hit it. Understanding prevents being influenced by empty people. Yeah, we did cover this one. He that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. What is a vain person? It's somebody who really looks like something and is a nothing. All show and no go. All image and no substance. And mark my words, the problem with Hollywood is style without substance. Listen to me now. We have vain persons who have the capability to facsimilate, to imitate character qualities without having character. And they are, listen to me now, and I am going to use some harsh terms, not because I want to be ugly, but because I want you to grab the import and the seriousness of this. They are big shot sinners leading those without understanding to devastating ways of life. But he that hath understanding is, look at this, is not going to follow those empty, vain, show but no substance people. Yeah, I look in your eyes when I say some of these things, and you can't help it. But when I look in your eyes, some of your eyes say, tell me more about it. I haven't got it yet. I had a strange remark given to me by a young lady this couple of weeks ago who is of the Catholic persuasion, and I've talked to her numbers of times about the Lord, as has my wife. And she made a startling, I never thought of this before. Her school sent home a project where the child was, her son was supposed to name a hero. And then they were supposed to, the adults, the parents were supposed to write a storyline about that hero, and the child was supposed to act it out, bring it back to school. And she said this. She said, "I don't let my child have any heroes unless they're dead." What? She said, "Once they're dead, their record is set, and they may well be worthy of being a hero to my child. But if it's a living hero, he may yet mess up, or she may yet mess up so bad after my child has made that person their hero." OJ. Was a hero. This is precisely why the scriptures are against idolatry, idolizing. Do not idolize. Do not, because to idolize is to create an idol. An object of inordinate affection of a person, place, or thing. But here's, beloved, I want you to catch this, because he that has understanding won't follow a vain person. That's why you want your child to have understanding at age 6 and age 7 and age 8. For without understanding, the following of vain persons. Well, I'll skip this one. Now, this is kind of good. It makes learning easy. Knowledge is easy to him that has understanding. Some of you have a hard time in school. I'm telling you, the inside scoop on how to make school easier is to develop understanding first, and knowledge comes very easy. I work from time to time at memorizing various passages of Scripture, and I'm in a passage right now that at first glance I thought, oh my goodness, it's going to take me forever because I don't get it. It's just words. And I began to meditate on the passage, and then I saw, then I understood the sequence. And once I understood the sequence, I could quote those 6 verses almost immediately. Here's why. Because knowledge is easy to him that has understanding. Built in to the understanding person is an automatic ability to assimilate information. Excuse me, I get carried away. I get so excited about all these things. Where do we leave off? What number did you say, Mike? 40 is where we're supposed to start. Well, understanding prevents anger. This is a good one. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. Now, wrath differs from anger only so slightly. Wrath is caused by anger. Wrath is an act done out of anger. Wrath is a reaction out of retaliation. You're mad, you react. And like the guy said, if you're angry, you'll make the biggest speech you'll ever live to regret. How many times you wish after you'd spoken in anger you had not entered those, uttered those words. Because here's what happened. You got the understanding after you said the angry reaction. Now you understand the consequences. You see that? But the person who has understanding is calm, cool, and collected. Doesn't get shoved out of, doesn't get emotionally out of control. Always has a grip on his feelings. Why? Because he understands. Now watch the backside of this scripture. In contrast with the person of understanding, he that is hasty of spirit exalts folly. Is heading for folly. Honey, I need you to help me for a minute. That verse of scripture. Great folly has set in. Yeah. I won't find it for you. F-O-L-L-Y. There it is. 10:6. I don't want you to miss this. This is what Hollywood does. Folly is set in great dignity. Now, I'm not very good at being short. Let me try. Left hand. This cost me most of everything I had at once upon a time. The setting is really important. But you wouldn't put an expensive setting and something trashy looking on top. Abominations. Are you hearing me now? Everybody know what I mean by abomination? If you don't, you ought to go through the scriptures and do a study on that word abomination and find out all the things that God lists that are abominations. In other words, they are sins that are so disgusting they should cause regurgitation. And they do to God. Now watch this. But what is happening in the society today is these abominations, these great follies, are being put in a setting, nice clothes, great architecturally designed buildings, clean faces, fancy hairdos, lots of cosmetics, and in the middle of great dignity, they position an abomination because it's about selling abomination. Understanding. To to depart from evil is understanding. It prevents anger. And those who don't have understanding and are instead of hasty spirit. They contribute to the exaltation of folly. Understanding causes us to pursue what is important. The heart of him that hath understanding seeks knowledge, facts. But the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Now, let me see if I can get this simply. I am not, and I don't think God is against having moments of, I guess the right word would be fun. In fact, after we have dinner today, I'm intending to have fun with some of you. Oh, wait till you see the fun I'm going to have. But fun cannot become an obsessive way of life. It cannot become the predominant function. Only people who lack understanding. You see, people with understanding can keep, for example, an entertainment in a proper perspective. Why? Because they understand. You show me somebody who's driven by a compulsion to play video games or solitaire or some other, I'll show you somebody who doesn't have understanding. Because the heart of him that understanding seeks, pursues, indulges himself in knowledge, doesn't want to stay stupid. But the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Now, understanding produces joyful integrity. See, the guy who doesn't have wisdom and understanding, he enjoys. I mean, they lined up to buy the games this week, didn't they? Well, they're destitute of wisdom. But a man of understanding, now watch this. This is talking here about joy. Folly is joy, him that's destitute of wisdom, but what is the joy? The joy, a man of understanding has joy in walking uprightly. When you got understanding, you enjoy doing what is right all the time, every time. It becomes your delight. Not to the fool. The joy for the fool is folly. And the reason he is in that folly and why he has joy in that is because he's destitute of wisdom. But the mind of understanding, his joy comes from that's why, oh, beloved, be careful, because even in church, you can get into group situations where folly is set in dignity. You can get caught up with programs that are set on the production of that which is not important. So understanding has this value. Well, here's a good one. Understanding prevents bad financial decisions. It is the man void of understanding who strikes hands. Now, this is referring to somebody who's making a deal. You're not only making a deal, you're making a bad deal. And this scripture explains what part of the bad deal happens to be. Whenever you agree to a debt, it's because you're void of understanding. Become surety. I'll do it. You strike hands, you put your John Henry on the deal. You become surety. You're going to help somebody out because, I'll help you do this. Understanding, on the other hand, prevents you from making those kind of bad financial decisions. Now, somewhere, it's probably going to be on a Wednesday night after we finish. Next week, we're going to go on to, this thing about how to get understanding. You should not miss this. This is like, let me tell you what. I've become a miner. I've been down in the mines. I've found gold. I have found rubies. I've found stuff in this mine that I can hardly wait to give to you. I'm going to give you some of that stuff that I found next week. I'm telling you, this is stuff that's worth everything. Following this, we will at least use a Wednesday night to cover the levels of understanding. What do you need to understand? What are the categories? And the Bible lays out before us a categorization of things one needs to understand. Now, I only bring this up here now because money is one of them. You can stay poor all your life and I don't think God wants anybody poor. How can you help somebody else if you can't make it yourself? I think God wants you to live in the overflow so you all your needs are met and you got stuff left over to dole out somebody else to help them with theirs. That's where God wants you. It isn't going to happen without understanding of financial principles of Scripture. So that's a category. We'll cover some of those categories. Understanding produces excellence in the inward parts. A man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Now, my mind immediately goes to, guess who in the Bible? Daniel. What did they find in Daniel? Now, this is a little Jewish boy. This is a little Hebrew boy who was kidnapped out of Israel. Kidnapped. His school was shut down, surrounded by soldiers. The soldiers marched in and at sword point looked out for the class that was the achievers. And anybody else they saw there that looked like an achiever, they kidnapped them and took them to Babylon. And they were taken as slaves to serve in the king's court. There was about 80 of them kidnapped. Out of the 80, 4 surfaced. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What was it that made these young men visibly different? They had an excellent spirit. I'll talk to you about that in a minute. You guys okay? I promise you, we will feed you. You're worried about whether the food's still going to be, Nobody's going to get to it before you. You see, you are a spirit, you live in a body, and you have emotions. You are not your body. You look at me, this is my body, but this is not me. I live inside. This body is the vehicle that's going to carry me across the stage of time. And when I exit, I'm getting a new one on the other side. And I can hardly wait, and my wife can hardly wait. No, for my new body, not hers. She's all right. You are not your body. You live in a body. You have intellect and emotion, but you are a spirit. That's what you really are. The great joy in life is to work on the development of the real you. And this is what understanding does. Understanding creates excellency in your spirit. Look at the front end of this verse. You don't have to talk a lot. You know, he that hath knowledge spares his words. Watch out for people who talk a lot. In a multitude of words, sin is not lacking. Better stay out of that one. That's a deep well. But it's worth the substance of it is enormous. All right. We got to keep going here. We got to get to lunch. Understanding always leads to good and goodness. He that gets wisdom loves his own soul. He that keepeth understanding, look at this, shall find good. Understanding will determine whether or not you find good in life or not. Understanding will determine whether or not you find good in what you see. Now, controversies have raged over whether, are you an optimist or a pessimist? Or a proud, egocentric realist? And we all claim to be realists, which isn't very real. How you see life, though, it will be substantially determined by whether or not you have understanding. Understanding enables you to comprehend the invisible dynamics of cause and effect and to make determinations which you will never regret. You will make right decisions if you have understanding. And you will be able to see the good. I got to keep going. Understanding establishes a family. This is referring to a household. Through wisdom is a house built. It takes a certain amount of smarts to build a household. But you know what keeps it? By understanding, it's established. It's going to have longevity to it. How many marriages start and finish rather quickly? In recent days, we have had marriages that have only lasted, can you believe, from Hollywood, 3 days. 3 days. Something wrong with this picture. We have people who have said, you're right. There was a 24-hour one. Can you imagine that? People who want to build their household have started to build a household and it somehow disintegrated and fell apart. What made it fall apart? What was lacking? Where's the sticky stuff? Where's the cohesiveness? Where is the adhesion? What holds it together? What establishes, gives longevity to a household? The answer is understanding. By wisdom, it's built. By understanding, it's established. Of course, by knowledge, the chambers are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Mm-hmm. Kids. When I say kids, I'm talking about everybody who's at home where your daddy and mommy are still in charge, whether you're 18 or 12 or 5. Don't buck dad and mom. Because their responsibility, their goal, as stewards of you, you who belong to God, are entrusted to parents, for children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. But He has put you in the care of a father and mother. And if you have a godly father and mother, don't buck them. Because their goal is establishment. They have your long-term best interests at heart. And you may not understand yet what they understand. That's why there's competition, perhaps. Isn't that a polite word? Don't buck them. Because a father, along with the vice president, mother, the idea here is to establish this household. Now, why is it important that the household that you live in get established? Listen to this. I don't want you to miss this. It is important that your household is established, teenager. Otherwise, you will not know how to establish a household when you get to be the householder. Did you get that? I am telling you, there's no class, there is no course, there is no academia that can teach you how to establish a household. And so if you're in a household where father and mother are committed to the long-term benefit and good grace of this household, you're in a classroom that's rare and hard to find. Now, what if you're not in such a household? What if dad's a slackard or left the coop, or what if mom disappeared? Whatever. Breakup, mess, no establishment. What do you do? You need to get next. Whoever's left in the cluster. Watch now. You need to get next to an established household. So if you can't have it yourself, you can at least see what one looks like and get to participate as much as possible. And then I'd pray for redemption. Because a household that's destroyed doesn't have to always be destroyed. It can be put back together. Notwithstanding, there is a point of no return. Covenant can get so seriously broken, it's broken. And part of, and except for establishing a new one, it cannot be repaired. Covenant can be broken. And for those of you who were raised in a home where covenant got broken, God wants you to build into your lives special disciplines to overcome the consequences of that loss in your family. But understanding establishes a household. It prevents slothfulness. I went by the field of the slothful. He only had a field and a vineyard. Went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man. Was void of understanding. And I don't know if I put the next verse in there or not. No, I didn't. But the field was a mess. It was overgrown with weeds. And the house, the walls were cracked and falling down. let me see if I can get this really short out of me. When you buy something, if you have understanding, you will know that with whatever you bought, there is a maintenance schedule. To buy something without calculating on the maintenance cost is done by those who lack understanding. But when you have understanding, you calculate what will it take to keep the house together, the lawn mowed, the weeds cut back, the paint after it's peeled replaced, the broken shutters, who knows? See, understanding. But those who are lazy or uncalculating or lack understanding, the house is a mess in the vineyard, the garden. The garden is a mess. Everything's out of control. Understanding prolongs the nation, a nation, a moral failure. This is a bigger picture one. Now watch this. The transgression of a land, many are the leaders, princes, you know, the heads thereof. Let me go, watch this first phrase. By the transgression of a land, many are the leaders. When you live in a land where the rules can be transgressed, everybody wants to be a leader. There's a scarcity of leaders in a land that doesn't allow transgression. Did you get that? Now watch this. Now in a given country, this is true, but a man of understanding and knowledge, the state of that country shall be prolonged. Can you guess what is the greatest need in Washington? Man of understanding. Who know what America ought to do right now. If we can elect men of understanding, America's longevity will be increased. But if we continue to allow the transgression of the Constitution by the courts, by the administration, or by Congress, there'll be lots of leaders wanting the job. Because where transgression is allowed, you can personally profit big time through the misuse of your position, which is allowed because we allow transgression. No reform, no election reform, what do they call it? Well, term limits would help too, but I'm looking for the term of reform of, you know, how they raise money for campaign finance reform. Yeah. Both those are a good answer. See, a good campaign and probably term limits would get the poor leaders out of there. At least we turn them over faster. Are you beginning to comprehend the value of understanding? Almost any one of these 53 values of understanding are significant enough of themselves to make it a major pursuit of your life, let alone to have 53 of them. It prevents being deceived by the rich. Now, if you know the book of James, you know that the rich try to rule over the poor despotically. But the rich man, because he's got riches, is full of conceit. And he thinks he's smart. But watch this. But the poor man that hath understanding. Will not automatically follow the leadership of the rich because he's rich. But he will search him out. He will investigate. Do not make financial decisions without understanding. You will lose. Investigate. Don't say yes to the price of something if you haven't checked the price out. You haven't checked the worth of the product out. And you may say, well, I know that guy. He wouldn't do that to me. Poor man, the one who's got understanding, searches him out. And you know what? The rich who have integrity don't mind being searched out. Understanding prevents us from dominating other people. The leader, the word prince, that's lacking understanding is a great oppressor. Lacks understanding. And I tell you, we could spend 10 minutes, 20 minutes on application of the scripture, but political leaders who are lacking understanding want to increase the taxes. They want the redistribution of wealth. They have the Robin Hood mentality. They want to rob the rich and redistribute it to the poor. And it's only a few steps down that path to what is known as economic socialism. They want the power to take your property from you and give it to somebody else. They want a right to take your money and give it to somebody else for whatever reason. Because the other ones aren't willing to work. And the whole, listen to this, America, the system of free enterprise was based on biblical concept. And it is being undermined. Those that lack understanding, becoming oppressors. And then understanding is something that you should be glorifying yourself and excited about. If you want to, you know, how do you judge a man? By putting a tape measure around his chest or his biceps? By checking his financial balance in his account? How do you judge a man? How do you do that? The Bible says that the proper adjudication of a person is how much understanding have they got. So look at this scripture. Here's just another verse. Let him that glorieth glory in this. This is what you should glory in if you're going to glory in something, that you understand and know me. I tell you, beloved, here's one of those categories, understanding God. The most critical category of understanding is to understand God. And God can be understood. Did you know that? Now, you may not understand everything God understands. In fact, we know that's true. How do we know that's true? Let me see if I can get Isaiah 40 in my mind here. There's no searching of his understanding. I mean, you can't get to the end of it. No searching of it. But the person who doesn't understand God doesn't understand planet Earth, doesn't understand why there are tigers and lions and snakes and lizards and fish and fowls and turkeys, doesn't understand why there's flowers, because he doesn't understand God. Because see, the God's the creator of that. If you don't understand the creator, you don't understand why the creation. You don't understand people. You don't understand God. You don't understand God. You don't understand eternity. If you don't understand God, you don't understand life after death. You don't understand God. You don't understand the moon. Or you don't understand the universe. Let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understands and knows. This is the queen of sciences. Theology, doctrine, scripture, to comprehend God. To know what moves him, to be able to see past the surface into the biggest room in the universe, which is his heart, and understand why he does what he does and why he does things the way he does things. Oh. Get to this book. Turn its pages and get to understand God, because then you can understand life. If you can understand God and understand life, you will understand how to live. Understanding. It's a place of glory in this, that he understands nobody. And these, do you know what things God delights in? Oh my, we could spend a long time here. Now we're on the second last one, but this one is really important. It is understanding that makes the Word of God work in your life. Without understanding, the Word doesn't work. Now we have this parable, the story, and of all the parables, this one is a landmark parable. Not that the others aren't important, but this one is given more space and repeated more often and enunciated, referred back to more often in Scripture than any other parable Jesus taught. And it's the parable of the sower that went forth to sow. And some of the seed fell on stony ground, and it started to grow, and then it withered. And some fell on the wayside, and it got trampled, and some fell on thorny ground, got choked. And there was some that fell on good ground. And I'm going to take I may never get started on Thanksgiving. Is that okay? I'll tell you so. The principles, I can tell you those in 5 minutes, but this stuff is so critical. I don't want you to miss it. And I don't want you to miss this thought. I've heard a lot of sermons on the four kinds of soil. Heard them since I was a kid, sitting on the front row. And every time I heard a preacher preach on the four soils, you know, the Word of God is the seed, right? And the seed would fall on some thorny ground, and it'd start, and then it'd get choked by the cares of this world. Then the seed fell on the wayside. That's where you walked on, and it got trampled on. So birds came down and took it out, and some of the seed fell on stony ground because no root couldn't go down because there was stones there. And then there was good ground. And I heard preachers say this. So help me God, I heard preachers say this. I've heard it a dozen times. That if you're going to tell the gospel to people, only expect one out of four to get it. Because only one out of four is good soil. And I think they're dead wrong. And I won't tell you why. Because I sat for years with this big question. What kind of soil am I? I only had a 25% chance. And that was depressing to begin with. Was I capable of receiving the Word of God, that really doing something in me, or was I just stony ground? Was I wayside ground? Was I thorny ground? And one day, I can't tell you how long ago, because it would be a long time in your book, because I'm an old man. I stood up in the church to preach, and all of a sudden I saw this scripture in Revelation. And I'm going to tell it to you in 5 sentences if I can. Number one, there is no such thing as good ground. Can you show me a piece of ground that's good? You go find a piece within 100 miles of Jackson. I'll bet you can't find one. Unless, talking about stony ground that had the stones removed. Now you got good ground. 70 miles from where I was raised. I remember driving through this beautiful countryside in northern Ontario. And the farmers had stones all around, like stone fences all around the fields. I thought, that's really dumb. I mean, the grain's not going to get up and go anywhere. And there was no horses in there. Why would you make a fence out of stones? Wood is cheaper. Wire is cheaper. Well, I don't know if it is. It's a dock. But watch this. In that land, they pull behind a tractor what's called a stone picker. And this field is full of stones. And the tractor pulls this machine that it's under the stones, lifts them up, they take them over the edge of the field, drop them off, go back, get another one. And now they grow some of the finest crops because good ground is simply stony soil that's had the stones removed. Boy, that's good news for me. And you know, anywhere thorns will grow, there's a lot of other crops will grow there too. Nothing wrong with thorny soil. But you got to pull up the thorns. You got to pull up the weeds. But when you get rid of the weeds, guess what? You got good soil. And then there's the wayside. Wayside soil is the pathway around the fields. They didn't have fences. Your family had so much square footage or whatever, and they walked here, and it was padded down. And let me tell you something. That's what happens to people's minds. You can get walked on, and you get walked on mentally, walked on and walked on, so the word doesn't stick. It just doesn't stick there because it's been walked on. But I discovered there's nothing wrong with wayside. All you have to do is get out a plow or a harrow. If you farmers, some of you got farmers background, know what a harrow is. Disc. And you can plow up that wayside ground that's been walked on and padded down, and you can grow just as good a crop there as you can out there in the middle of the field. Because I discovered that good ground is simply thorny grounds with the weeds removed, stony grounds with the stones removed, and it's wayside that's been plowed. And I want you to get over your inferiority about whether the Word of God will work in you or not. You may have to do some work with the soil. That's all right. Because I have never seen good ground that just existed untrodden, full of weeds, without weeds, already didn't come already weeded, and with the absence of stones. It doesn't exist. And I discovered, to my delight, this helped me get over such a tremendous sense of inferiority, it helped me get over the idea that there was no hope for me. Because I discovered that I was all four kinds of soils. And all I had to do was get rid of the weeds and plow it up and get rid of some stones. The Word of God would work in me. But I want to show you this important ingredient. Let's take a look at the scripture now. Anyone hears the word, the kingdom. And understands it not. Then comes the wicked one. You know who that is? The devil. Little birds. And catches away that which was sown in his heart. Now watch the flip side of this. He that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it. Understanding is so valuable for you to get and to have that regardless of the soil, it will make the word of God work. Now watch this now. If you'll get rid of the stones, get rid of the weeds, and if you'll turn up the soil that's been tread on, and you'll get understanding, watch this. The word will bring forth in your life. Are you ready? Some 30, some 60, some 100 times. What does that mean? Let me tell you what this means. It means if you understand the word of God, you can be 30 times what you are right now. You can have 60 times as much. You can be 100 times smarter. Because that's what the Word of God does. It causes you to bring forth some 100 times, some 60, and some 30 times as much. Okay, after the soil, get understanding. All you're getting. Get understanding. Because it causes the word to take root. Understanding, if I would rephrase this, understanding is the fusion. It is the sticky stuff. It's it's the substance of the most important commonality that links us together. Watch this. That we would be comforted, that we would be knit together in love. Knit together in love unto all riches. Now watch this phrase, riches of the full assurance of understanding. Well, I want you to catch a couple things here, and with this I close. There's a lot of riches waiting for you. It comes from the assurance of understanding. This is how valuable understanding is. And beloved, the next time we gather on a Sunday around the sacred documents which have been proven infallibly and irrevocably true, next time we gather, we're going to go to these pages to discover the how. How you can get understanding so that all these 53 benefits of understanding will become yours.
We trust this teaching has been a blessing to you. For further information on other teaching and series topics, please visit our website at nothingbutthetruth.us or call us toll-free at 1-888-THE-TRUTH. That's 1-888-438-7884.